We got a late ass renewal. Oh, it's hardly new. You gonna hate us, but who made us share with you this late ass review?
Late ass, late ass, late ass, late ass review.
That was the chair.
That's right. It was just the chair.
He's lying. He farted.
Fuck. Why do you do this every time? Not every time, but, you know, this time. Why have you done it this time?
Why do you fart at the beginning of every review?
It's his chair when he was doing the thing and he scooted it. That started Black Hall with the intro. I'm Mike. This is V. I just realized we recorded some of our reactions for the YouTube channel. Simmer Mike. Again, Simmer Mike is the YouTube channel. We did some of those reactions, but we didn't introduce ourselves.
Yeah, that's happened in the last couple.
V for Vendetta, a.k.a. Vanessa, I guess, is her...
That is my name, thank you.
Is it? We don't know.
Oh, boy.
Mike is my name.
Is it?
Fuck you. You know, you're real sassy already getting into this late-ass review for Westworld. Yeah, clearly. Westworld Season 2, so far Part 2, I guess we're calling it. We did so far... Part one, but it wasn't called part one, it was just called So Far. And we reviewed episodes 1 and 2, and also we kind of recapped season 1. Now we're going to go through episodes 3 and 4, and
Goddamn.
So many doozies in that. But don't forget, down below we have, in the description, we have the links for everything, wherever you can find podcasts. If you're not subscribed, do it. Please do it now. It's there. It's free. What are you doing? Just subscribe. No one's forcing you, but you should do it. I feel bad that you haven't done it yet. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. But please support us because that's the right thing to do.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Guilt trip. Just like my family. What? So, speaking of guilt trip, holy shit. Westworld Season 2, I feel guilty about being a human watching Westworld Season 2. I seriously do. I'm like, oh, God, humans are terrible. We're horrible. We're horrible. We really are. That's all I keep figuring out. When I'm watching Westworld, and this especially this season, I'm like, I hate humans. Like, I'm siding more and more with the hosts. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, they're right. Yeah, like, and I think we kind of argued in our first recap of season one, and we carried on through the first two episodes of season two, was this sort of idea that about humanity. What is being humane, and about the idea that we've created basically the hosts and the AI that is inside of the hosts and their brains. We've created a new form of life.
Yes.
In Westworld, they have. They created a new form of life. Humans did in that show. So, you know, they've basically created a new form of life to be tortured and you know, basically just tortured endlessly.
Yes.
For humans' pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again. As long as people... And it's just, it's a horrifying thing. It's a horrifying idea when you really consider it, because this is like a new form of life that is based on human life, and it's being tortured by humans for pleasure, for fun. Yeah. So we kind of already recapped that there's a robo-revolution going on, and we've got Maeve and Dolores doing their own little sort of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X thing, the sort of Professor X, Magneto thing. Which is really, you know, obviously two different sides of a revolution, which is great to see.
Yeah.
But then we've also got William, the man in black, as we found out, clearly, is, he's got some strange history with the Delos Corporation that we keep learning more and more about.
Yeah, he does.
And we're sort of following him along and Dolores along and Maeve along on this trip. But we then sort of encountered... Mr. Delos himself at one point.
Yeah. And this weird episode.
That's episode 4. So now we're caught up. We ended on a lady also leaving what was Safari World, right?
Yes.
Was that in episode 3 or 2? I can't fucking remember.
3.
3. Never mind. So we'll get to 3 in a second, but that, you know, a lot of hosts were malfunctioning and things. So we got a recap here for episode 3, and I think it'll just be easier. We'll go episode by episode.
Yeah.
We'll start with 3, we'll go to 4, then we'll sort of do a roundabout
But
recap.
While you pull that up really quick, I just want to say that the more episodes we watch, the more I'm thinking that Maeve and Dolores, their stories aren't really going to cross paths.
Really?
I think they're going to keep their stories separate.
Well, maybe for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I just don't think, at maybe least in season this season. Maybe in
season 3, they'll have like a civil war.
Yeah, I just
Westworld
don't
think
civil war. In this season, they're going to, I mean, they might overlap, but they won't collide.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we'll get into the speculation. I mean, like, we could have it all spoiled for us if we watch, I hate promoting this, but there's a 30-minute, basically, spoiler reel. It's like a 30-minute documentary that they did saying, hey, look, if you want everything spoiled for the season, you can have it now.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of touched upon that before. You can still go and do that if you want. We always want you to have that option. I'd say steer clear of that because it's more fun to just sort of watch it and review it as it goes along. That's what we're doing. So yeah. We don't know anything about it. We're just reviewing it as it comes along. Because it's more fun. It's more fun that way.
That's
it's more
true.
Honest, I think. It's part of the fun of the game. We're playing mm-hmm. the game, just like William. This game's for William, remember. We talked about that last yep. time. William, this game is for William.
William finally got a game.
Okay. Ford, we could talk about this aspect before we get into the actual recaps. Ford, is he a ghost in the machine? I think he's programmed his consciousness into the machine, into the mainframe or whatever. I think his consciousness, his brain is in it. Maybe not his soul, but whatever is him, whatever his mind is, maybe his physical body's gone, but I think whatever that essence is inside of, but I don't think it's him though. It's not him.
No.
But I think it is essentially him, a clone, I don't know, maybe a digital program clone of him, a ones and zero clone of him.
I mean, maybe it's very possible. I do think that a variation of that is true. And I'm sure we'll find out as the season goes on.
But he keeps popping up out of random characters to William. So to me, it just suggests that he's sort of always kind of there watching now in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. And it says, like, there's that, I don't know the saying verbatim, but there's that saying about an artist always leaving a part of themselves in their work.
Oh, damn. That's really profound. Yeah, totally. Yeah, so you're absolutely right. Him and Arnold both did that. Mm-hmm. They left a part of themselves in it. Yeah, excellent point.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
we
just
don't know
thing.
How that's going to unfold.
Right?
Obviously, so with Arnold, we knew that was with Bernard.
So it's not just like a bunch of random like quotes or anything. It's not just like a random game that William. It's like literally, it's an active conscious AI that's interacting with William, and it's or is it a pre-scripted programmed?
Well, it's not by any means random.
No,
and it
but
to
it
an
is,
extent had to be.
It's intuitive.
Planned.
Though. It's pretty intuitive. I mean, it's all of it's intuitive. The whole thing is just really. It's a mind fuck after
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But that's the point.
Well, we
wait till we get to 4.
Don't know is how far in advance Ford
Anthony Hopkins
put this together for William.
Yeah.
That's what we don't know.
Well, he may have had 30 years to think about it, you know.
Yeah.
I still want to see anyway, that's the whole thing. Okay, so let's start with it. Episode 3. So Charlotte and Bernard track down the decommissioned Peter Abernathy, only to be caught by the Confederados and separated, with Charlotte regrouping with a Delos security team. Dolores, who has secured support from the Confederados' leader, Major Craddock, discovers that Peter is malfunctioning and orders Bernard to find the problem. In doing so, he learns that Peter is being tracked by an unknown entity. Dolores and her allies proceed to battle the security team, which Charlotte uses as a distraction to abduct Peter. Dolores wins the battle by sacrificing most of the Confederados. Maeve, Hector, and Lee reunite with Armistice, Felix, and Sylvester after an attack orchestrated by Ghost Nation hosts. The Ghost Nation hosts forces them to return to the underground levels. The party reenters the park only for a samurai host to charge at them. Right? Holy shit.
Yep.
Fucking cool. That was an awesome moment when that happened.
Yep.
Elsewhere, so they cut away from that, dicks. But I love it. I love it when they do that. Elsewhere, a guest at a British Raj themed, so it's a British Raj themed park, flees rogue hosts and escapes into Westworld, where she is surrounded by Ghost Nation hosts.
Yeah. All
right, so that's 3. Pretty intense stuff. I mean, we had a lot of Dolores Maeve action going on in that one. The main, obviously the main characters, the Ghost Nation hosts, I'm curious about them, right? They keep popping up.
Yes.
They keep popping up and like, but like they don't, they can't be controlled. Maeve can't even control them. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
No one can control the Ghost Nation hosts. They just keep popping up. I think Ford has them locked in. I think Ford has the Ghost Nation hosts locked in, and I think that they may be sort of like, if they're called Ghost Nation and Ford's dead, maybe there's a weird sort of, it's his Ghost Nation.
Maybe.
It's like him sort of in this park as this sort of tribe going around and getting revenge on everyone and sort of still controlling things even though he's created this chaos. He's sort of the ghost within the machine, but not really. His memory is still around running things.
Yeah.
Which is... Yeah, you're right about an artist leaving a part of themselves in it. Holy shit, yeah. That's kind of weird and creepy when you think about it. Like, he's still kind of omnipresent, and he's the god. He's like, he's God. Him and Bernard are like Satan. Like, God and Satan. They really are. It's like Hades and Zeus, you know what I mean?
I don't know, I'd say more.
Because Zeus wasn't 100% good, and Hades wasn't 100% evil in the mythology back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
They both, like, it was like the devil, even in Christian mythology, the devil is still somewhat sympathetic because he was like, hey, Dad, I'm sick of you telling me what to do. And he's like, fuck you, kid. You're going to do what I say. And then, like, he's like, no, I'm not. I'm leaving. Fine. You could go to hell. Literally. Oh, shit. That's the Bible, by the way. I just spoiled the whole Bible for you.
The whole Bible.
Oh, and then there was Jesus. That was God's other kid who, we'll get to that later. But yeah, what?
I wouldn't so much say... they were so polar opposites as God and the devil. I'd say more the devil and Michael.
Interesting.
Who are brothers.
Well, it doesn't seem like, because if you look at like Bernard, Arnold, and Hannibal Lecter.
Anthony Hopkins.
Ford. Yeah. When you look at the three of them, you've got Arnold who seems like a God figure. A merciful God figure. You've got Ford, who seems like a devil, fallen devil sort of figure, maybe. And then you've got Bernard, who's sort of like the amalgamation of God on, you know, like Jesus, basically. So Bernard's like Jesus. I think Bernard might get sacrificed as a Christ figure. You know what I mean? Because he's based on God. Like, he's the son of God, basically, and he was working with the devil or whatever. Like, maybe, I don't know. I'm digging deep into these religious themes because I'm trying to figure out where the hell they're going with this.
Yeah, I
don't know what they're doing.
It's more so, to an extent, I can feel that, like, that comparison is true. But I think that Ford and Arnold obviously had creative differences in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then Arnold... died.
Yes.
And then Ford...
Well, Arnold committed suicide through Dolores.
Yeah, he committed suicide through
Dolores.
In a
very elaborate way, yeah.
So he died.
Mm-hmm.
And...
he's dead.
Then, over the years, Ford started to feel really guilty.
Oh, yeah, because he saw what was really happening, like, through William, I think. William, he saw what happened to William, being like an owner. He's like, holy shit, this park is fucked
and
up.
He started to agree with Arnold's vision to an extent,
which was literally just to go have fun with smart robots that like can learn and think. It's like literally he just wanted to have, literally Arnold just wanted to like humans to interact with another form of life.
Yeah,
so that's all he wanted.
Then it was the like host could learn and grow and evolve.
He didn't want them to be tortured and fucked with.
Yeah, and then because Ford felt guilty, he built Bernard.
Yeah, to sort of, yeah, but I think it's sort of their version. Again, I hate to bring in the Christian themes, but man, it's pretty hardcore. When you look at creation and you look at, you know, anyone creating anything, you've got sort of a weird God, devil, Christ thing going on. When you've got like this park, like Westworld is like they created Dolores and they created Bernard, who is who was designed after his maker, Arnold, who is the grand programmer of our beings. You know, when you look at it, it's almost like a religious thing for them. Because it's their creation, it's their life.
Yeah,
and you could almost be speaking like about their Bible, which is
I can agree with
which
that.
Which is pretty fucked up because like we're experimenting with AI currently, in our real world, in our dimension, and there's a lot of weird beginnings going on with AI in our world, in our reality, that AI in the future might look back on and say, oh, that's like our foundation, that's like our Bible of like what we believe in. Like, isn't it crazy? Like, that's the level you get to. I like how you shake your head as soon as I make sort of real world comparisons.
No, I agree. It just makes me think about how many humans have, some humans have such a God complex, and they don't understand the responsibility and humility that needs to go along with that.
Yeah, that's why it's like, it's hard not to shake your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, I can't, wow.
I can't deal with that. So, it makes me upset.
So to finish up, I guess, recapping episode 3, really interesting British Raja-themed park that popped up out of nowhere.
We didn't even know. We knew about the samurai park.
Yeah, but
then
but this
through this
jungle?
Like, are they in India? Why are they in India?
I was like, what's going on?
Is this a park?
Are they in the Congo? And then they're hunting a tiger. It's a lady hunter and a dude hunter, and they're trying to hook up. She shoots him.
Yeah, then there's this weird sexy game trying to figure out if one of them's a host or if one of them's human and what's going on with that.
Yeah,
I don't
so she
know.
She shoots him.
And he lives.
It hurts, but he lives, and then they do it, which
so
is pretty great.
Figure out that this kind of
hunting park.
This hunting park.
Big. I'm calling it Big Game World. I know you don't want to call it that. They call it British Raja theme, but I'm calling it Big Game World. I think depending on what you hunt, they sort of, like if you're hunting like a, I don't know, like a snow leopard or something, they give you a Sherpa and you go to the mountains. And if you're hunting like an elephant, you get like some tribe person. I don't know. Like I'd like to think that's how they do it there, but it could just be that's the one park is the British Raja theme park.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I mean, yeah. Regardless, I just like the idea that people could go, instead of hunting real tigers and real lions that are endangered, you go hunt these simulated ones. And it's like you could argue, well, if they're simulated, like, do they still feel? Like, even though, like, it's like you shouldn't kill a tiger because, like, they're going extinct and they feel, and they, but this is a fake tiger,
mm-hmm.
but if it still feels pain.
Mm-hmm.
Then
it's still messed
it's
up.
Still unethical, but it's not real, and you're not killing a real one. So, I mean, my God, all the moral questions, my brain.
Morally, I think it is wrong because clearly, since there was a tiger in that park that turned just like the rest of the hosts,
yeah.
It is wrong.
I don't
However,
know. I mean, yeah, torturing anything, feeling pain and being tortured. Is evil and wrong.
Yes.
Any living thing experiencing that is wrong.
However, when it comes to the conservation side of it, you are not killing a real tiger.
No.
You are not contributing
to
this species
right.
going endangered.
Technically, you're okay. Technically, you're in the clear, even if it's like a moral thing. Well, it's a robo tiger. It's not like it's a robo human. Then it's like, yeah, but what's the difference? But what's the difference? Like, it still feels things, even though it's programmed. It's a fucked up. Anyway,
big
game part. Yeah, really cool.
We didn't understand why she was introduced.
And then the samurai part. I was like, well, you know, they've been teasing Samurai World or Shogun World or whatever since season one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so to sort of get the samurai coming out of nowhere was pretty cool. So it looks like Maeve is going off to Samurai World or Shogun World or whatever, her crew.
Yes.
Dolores seems to still be very much entrenched in the depths of Westworld.
Yes.
And Bernard is just trying to figure out what the hell happened over the past 2 weeks. It's like Bernard had a really bad hangover party situation.
Mm-hmm.
He went to, he rocked out so hard during the revolution that he forgot 2 weeks. And he's got brain. He needs brain goo.
Well,
brain juice. He needs brain juice.
I think his memory stuff has more to do with his injury than with anything else.
Still, it's interesting. He's still trying to piece together 2 weeks of his memory.
Yeah.
And it's really a really vital 2 weeks. Really important.
Super vital.
Holy shit. Well, we'll get to episode 4 because that's coming up next. But
yes.
I mean, but basically, Bernard is you're finding out Bernard knows shit about the park.
Mm-hmm.
Shit that's been going on for a really long time.
Yeah.
That. There's like a true meaning behind the park that we didn't even know about since season one. We didn't even know about this, did we? Season one, we had no idea about this.
Well,
never at once did I think what was going to happen in episode 4 was what they were going to be working towards, like in season 2 at all. I thought it might be a concept that they never played with that concept before. But I mean, let's just say it, like humans being put into host bodies, human brains being downloaded into host bodies.
And I don't know.
Holy
if
shit.
This
Episode 4.
It's still not clear whether this has been the whole goal of the park from the beginning.
Not from the very
or
beginning, not
it
Arnold's.
Was once what it seemed like it was once William took over.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Then that became the goal or a
or,
goal.
Yeah, one of the major ones.
Mm-hmm. Which, why not? Because you're making an obscene amount of money from admissions to this park. They had
yeah.
all the funding they could possibly need for this research.
I mean, 10 grand a day. We were watching the yep. We were watching the trailer for Westworld. I didn't know this. There was a second Westworld movie, which the sequel to the first Westworld. So okay, Michael Crichton did
mm-hmm.
Westworld the film. Then there was a sequel without Michael Crichton.
Mm-hmm.
Season 2 of Westworld is kind of following the plot of Future World, which
yes.
is the sequel to Westworld.
Yes.
All right. So we mentioned human brains. Download to host bodies, episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. So we remembered Mr. Delos. William sold the park to Mr. Delos, and he sold him, but we weren't sure how he sold him. He kind of sold him, but it was kind of vague on how he
mm-hmm.
sold it.
Yeah.
But we had an idea of, he's like, well, actually, there's another idea we have. Or he said something like, well, actually, there's something bigger. I think he said something like that. We have a bigger idea. He's like, I'm going to be an old man. And I'll be dead. So this may be the future, but I'll be dead and I won't see it. And he goes, well, that doesn't have to be the case. He said something like that.
No, he had already sold him on the park, but
I thought that was a big selling point. To me, the whole point of Delos buying the park wasn't just to have future robots to have sex with and to kill, was so that he could live to be older. Because the whole point of him buying the park was like, look, I'm not going to see the future of this park. This may be the future, and he actually said that. He said, that may be the future, but I won't live to see it. I'll be dead before then. And then he said, well, that doesn't have to be the case or something. And he's like, so basically my idea, like what I got in my head from that conversation was there was something that happened off screen, was a conversation between William and Mr. Delos. And off screen, he said, you know, we've been experimenting with downloading, you know, with human consciousness and saving it. Maybe we can download it into a host body. If you invest in this park, when you pass on from your disease, not only will you be investing in the future, but it'll be your future as well, because we'll find a way to put you in a host body and you can live forever.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what sold him on it. I think that is the number one thing that sold Delos on buying Westworld and buying this whole host world thing, because then it would mean he could live forever.
I agree with you to an extent. What I got from it was that he had initially sold him on the park by saying, this isn't about, you know, this isn't a theme park attraction. It's about you coming to this park and finding out what type of person you are. And that's what initially sold him on the park. And then later there was a retirement party or some party. I think it was a retirement party where they had a conversation about Delos possibly having to step down. And then there's an exchange where he says,
oh, I forgot about the party.
Yeah,
there was
not,
that party. Yeah.
I heard that might not have to happen. And that was really vague about why he may or may not need to step down. And
right.
then now in this episode, we find out what they were working on.
Yeah, which is apparently the secret behind the park since almost its inception, almost since Delos bought it, which
mm-hmm.
was, hey, I was like, we just watched Prometheus and Alien Covenant. And I'm like, holy shit, this is like Prometheus almost, where it's like, you know, Mr. Weyland-Yutani, not
yep.
Yutani, Mr. Weyland, Peter Weyland was trying to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to find a way to live forever, and he was trying to find the creators of the universe to be like, how can I live forever, you know?
Yep.
This guy, Mr. Delos, not only had it fall into his lap, but he was so willing for it to happen that he was like, sign me up twice. I'm down for this. I'm so down for this.
Mm-hmm.
He was he's all about it. And to the point where episode 4 primarily focuses on Mr. Delos.
Yeah.
Robo
there,
Delos.
There
Holy shit.
There's this is mainly about Delos and
Robo
William.
Delos. Yeah.
There isn't much having to do with Dolores or we don't see Maeve at all in
Should
this
we,
episode.
Okay. Do we call him Delos Bot, Robo Delos, or Mr. Roboto? What do we call him from now on? Because now he's no longer Mr. He's dead now, so it's a different
okay.
version. He doesn't have an official name yet.
Mr. Roboto.
Yes. Okay. So Mr. Delos Roboto, a.k.a. Mr. Roboto from now on, we got great flashbacks. We had Jimmy Simpson come back.
Mm-hmm.
And he was obviously William Men in Black again. But man, they did this thing where he would come in, he'd do a scene, and they had to establish a baseline with Mr. Roboto, because he's no longer Delos, but it's Delos's consciousness, kind of.
And
it's his brain.
Reveal of that was really, really interesting. I love the way they did it.
Slow
basically
burn.
There was a flashback to Westworld when William was younger, and he comes in to meet with
Delos. Robo Delos. He has a lot of names now. Either one is fine. Use whatever.
And they're having a conversation, and Delos seems to be struggling physically.
He's very twitchy. He's got these weird
shaky
tics. He seems a bit off, but he's fine.
Speak correctly. And
he seems okay about it, though, but he just has these odd little tics, and he's like, huh, that's funny.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh, yeah.
Weird. Yeah.
And then William puts a piece of paper down, and initially we don't get to see what's on that piece of paper.
And his eyes are like, he almost goes pale. Like, he just, his expression is like, are you fucking kidding me? And then it cuts away.
Westworld. Yeah, we don't know. And then it cuts back to current times.
Mm-hmm. Current times.
So it bounces around like that, and slowly.
Well, because Bernard is in a cave. Remember, that's the cave where.
Oh yeah, Clementine drags his ass to a cave.
And guess, character from season one who died is miraculously not dead.
Yay!
And we had an argument about this while we were watching the show.
I like her a lot.
We had to pause the show because we were arguing about this fact.
We weren't arguing about.
Well, we were debating, I guess. Like, I was saying, I think she might be a host because she has been kind of in that cave. She's literally, the security lady, not security lady, she was a program lady. She worked with Bernard, basically, like right underneath him.
Leslie?
I think so. So she found out too much. And so Ford Hopkins sent Bernard to kill her.
Yes.
But
supposedly
he didn't kill her. He locked her up in a cave and gave her protein bars.
And a bucket.
And a bucket to shit in.
She was really upset
in.
About that.
A bucket to shit and piss in. Good luck.
Yeah.
And he left her there. And I'm wondering, how long was she there? And how long was she able to survive? She looked pretty clean. She wasn't that beat
that
up either.
That was my point. I was like,
how
if
long
she
was she
has
there?
Been there
for
a
like
month
at
or
least
months,
a month. At least a month.
At least a month.
Yeah.
She
would be way
because
worse.
She disappeared at like season three of episode one. And we know for sure it's been 2 weeks since the uprising of the hosts. We don't know how long it was before that she was kidnapped.
No idea. So
but
it's like
she came out of the cave, and I was like, let me tell you, if someone was kidnapped and put in a cave for a month or however long, they would not look that good.
No,
she looked great.
She looked great, and she was spry, and she had like no circles under her eyes. She looked like her hair was clean even.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is she a host?
No, I think that was just for television purposes. They're like, this
actress also,
is pretty.
But she was also next to that doorway. Which is the cave. We didn't know the cave was actually hiding a weird, freaky, secret Westworld. This is the reality of Westworld, man, with the weird drone bots that are creepy. Oh, I hate those drone bots.
Yeah.
The drone hosts
They're
are
just
fucking...
muscle.
Oh, the drone
hosts. Muscle drone hosts.
White, really albino, no face. Horrible. Scary. Things of nightmares. Just imagine them walking down towards you. Just walking towards you slowly.
No.
Like, you can't stop it. You can't.
I will not imagine that.
Unless you should. And there was that moment where it was coming after her. Bernard got her and got her in there, and they were both in that weird place, and he's looking around, and he's having memories about stealing a red. Okay, so the host brains are white, but the host brains that can house a human consciousness are red.
Mm-hmm.
So there, right there, you can figure out, okay, who's going to, like, if later on we have we're like, what is it, a host brain or a human brain in a host? But okay, it's red. Got it. So that's a nice, color coordination is very helpful at this point.
And so that's basically the entire episode bounces between
the Bernard finding out about
Bernard having flashbacks.
Delos.
And flashbacks of Delos and William that gradually progress in time.
Well, and I was amazed to find out that over however many years Delos was on ice, I guess, or like they kept like copying him. Like he tried 149 times.
149
even
times.
Even though he's this like ruthless man in black, it's like you mm-hmm. find out that in Westworld he's a piece of shit. But mm-hmm. outside of Westworld, he's an amazing person. He's just troubled. He's got demons and he's yeah. fucked up. But he does amazing charity work outside. And he was actually trying to help Delos mm-hmm. come back. He's trying to help Delos live forever. I was surprised by that. I thought he would have given up a long time ago.
It doesn't take us that long to figure out that Delos is a host in the second flashback. Before he gives him the piece of paper with Delos saying something about, so they want to see if we'll have the exact same conversation. That seems a little ridiculous, doesn't it?
And then he hands it to him and he reads it.
He hands him a transcript of that conversation that they're having at that moment.
It's the baseline.
And Delos is aware, so he's like, I take it I didn't survive.
He's like, no.
And William, pretty much every time he has a conversation with Delos, he gets really emotional that it's not working.
Yeah. William, you can tell, even when it's... Because it starts off, it's Jimmy Simpson, the first two flashbacks. There's three flashbacks total. Jimmy mm-hmm. Simpson's in the first two, and he's aging slowly, and his mm-hmm. Really awesome acting job on his part, because he was channeling a lot of Ed Harris in that second scene, which mm-hmm. was, you needed that in order to get to Ed Harris. And had he not done that, it wouldn't have, I don't think it would have translated as well, clearly. And it was amazing the way it was almost really well done. Like, I almost believe Jimmy Simpson was Ed Harris, mm-hmm. even though Ed Harris is a little shorter. He's like, I think, 5 inches shorter, but whatever.
Really?
Yeah. But regardless.
Well, we never see them side by side. So
Ed Harris comes in and he sort of says, look, I've been trying to do this forever. I've been trying to bring you back and we can't figure it out. You were finally here for 35 days. That's the longest we've had you until you finally started.
Before
breaking.
He starts like twitching and he can't complete sentences. Yeah. He can't like articulate words.
And he said something about, and this is an important part. He said something about your brain is rejecting reality. Mm-hmm. As in your brain, and we talked about this
a little bit
because we had to before mm-hmm. we came into the review. And we talked about the meaning of that, which was we think the brain, the digital copy of the brain, whatever that is, it can't function without, I'm thinking it needs, it's used to an organic thing. It needs organic brain matter. It mm-hmm. needs something more significant that's natural. It can't just be downloaded into a thing like a computer. I think it's just too, we're not wired for that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it took them, and it's still taking them forever to sort it out. But I think secretly Ford was downloading his consciousness slowly into Westworld over the course of however many decades he was there, and he perfected it secretly, and he's already in it, and he's already there doing what Delos has been trying, like Delos and William have been trying to do this whole mm-hmm. time. And I think Ford has sort of been like, look, I figured this out a long time ago.
And
I don't know why, but I have a weird feeling like that might be going on.
I think it's less of a physical rejection of the brain, and I think it's more of the consciousness kind of slowly realizing that it's not supposed to be there anymore.
That's a good, excellent point. Excellent point.
And shutting itself down.
Being like, oh yeah, I died. Oh yeah, I remember kind of dying or being close to death or something. And I'm here. Okay, wait. And then maybe it's not that the brain is rejecting reality. Maybe the brain is just like going crazy. Maybe your brain just can't, like, once you realize you're in a robot host, mm-hmm. it's like, now I get why they took so long to tell him. They were trying to see if he, it's like, hey, does he know yet?
They
does
need
he
to
figure
see how
out?
Far he's is progressed.
He
still,
he's progressing. He hasn't gone crazy yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, man, how's it going? You okay? I'm fine. Oh, shit. He is not fine. Burn him. Burn him. And they do. They have to burn him because it's inhumane. Except for the last time,
it's
149.
Also, it's really sad to watch him because, like, he, you know, William is obviously married to his daughter.
So it's
they talk about it.
The wife,
over
the daughter.
Time.
He keeps asking questions about his wife.
Yeah,
and his daughter,
the last time he goes to see him, he's like, your wife is gone. Your daughter has killed herself.
And your son OD'd a long time ago.
Yeah.
So really. And then he says something like, the memory of you, people like the memory of you more than the man.
Yeah.
That was a saying that I'm like, oh shit, that's such a good point. Like,
that
people
is a good
like
point.
You more the memory more than the man, because like the man is just a person. He's just a person that can disappoint you, but the memory is memory is just it's more I don't know, it's more romantic.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And I was just about to say that I don't think they're saying that I think they're saying that because, frankly, even though William clearly cares about this man to an extent, he was not a nice man, and we know that.
No.
You know,
Dulles was a prick.
He was. He was a prick.
Just like his son was a sociopath prick, too.
Yeah.
The beardy guy from season one, who was naked on the horse.
Yeah, the guy who was naked on the horse.
Yeah. With a feather in his butt?
So I think he was saying, you know, the memory of you, he was a respected businessman, but people knowing him in real life.
Well, yeah, the legacy, the legend of you is better than the man. But I like the memory is better than the man.
Just for
the alliteration, but I get it. Your legacy and your legend is more, we like that more than the reality.
Who
you
actually are. Because
it's like, you know, you ever meet a celebrity and you're like, oh, you're just a person.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, that just shatters my reality. I thought you were going to be like larger than life God, but you're just a dude in a fucking overpriced sweater. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying a sweater. I don't know why. It's overpriced cashmere sweater, and you have a shitty fake baked tan, and your teeth are too bleached.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I hated meeting Nicolas Cage in real life. I'm kidding. I've never met him in real life. I bet he's a great guy.
Initially, after every time that Dulles had failed, they would
burn him. They had to,
and then rebuild him and start from scratch.
And
this last time, William said,
"Let's just monitor his deterioration." Let's just watch his deterioration, and let's learn from it. Which was like basically torturing Mr. Dulles. He basically finally, the last time he was in there, decided, "I've had enough. My wife is dead. My life is over. I hate everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't care what happens. Do you want to live forever? Fine. I'm sick of burning you and trying to fix it. You can live forever like this.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. I tried. This is bullshit. I ruined my life doing this. Fuck it. I don't care. You can do this forever."
And
it's like, wow, that's really fucked up.
That flashback in the meantime, I guess, not in a flashback, Bernard and... What's-her-face?
The programming lady, his former assistant.
Yeah, his former assistant.
Who's now, like, got a gun on him at all times.
Breaking into this.
She knows he's a host.
She knows he's a host.
She's the only human currently that knows he's a host.
Yes.
Ford was the only other one, and he passed away. All the other humans have been treating him like he's human. They haven't even checked his brain or anything.
Idea.
So she knows because he was he short-circuited around her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, you need brain juice. You need brain goo.
Colloquial fluid.
You need brain juice immediately.
Colloquial fluid.
Yeah, brain juice.
Yes.
That's why I said brain juice. So anyway, brain goo juice.
And
you need it.
In the meantime, they find this lab, and Bernard's trying to remember while he was there why he was there, and we see it in bits and pieces, and we never really figure out why in this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But his memories kind of guide them through what to do in this lab.
Yeah.
And then they open the door.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's where Davos was.
Davros? We're not doing Doctor Who.
Davros.
Yeah, Davros shows up and you're like, what? It's a Doctor Who crossover event.
Nope, sorry guys.
That would be amazing.
Davos, they find...
You know, Doctor Who would save everyone.
Yeah, Doctor Who would save
he
everyone.
He would show up and he'd save everybody, Jodie Whittaker would show up and be like, oh shit, yeah, we're all fine now and we're all peaceful and everyone's happy and alive. Oh, good job. Oh, fuck. Doctor Who ruined Westworld. Oh,
man.
Doctor Who saved everybody. Damn it. Westworld sucks now. Sorry. Anyway, no. So, no. Dulles.
Yes.
Not
okay.
Davros.
So, they find Dulles, and he has gone nuts and was, like, cutting his own face open and
stuff. He was talking, and he had a great, and I remember, I repeated it so I could remember it. He has this saying where just before he dies, well, he's lying down. He doesn't die, but he said... His quote was, and this is Dulles is crazy as fuck, but it was, I think it's really important because something about Westworld, they say everything matters in Westworld. Mm-hmm. That's something it's like there's a playwright that said, if you show a gun on the wall in the first act of a play, by the second act, it must be fired. Otherwise, you're going to piss everyone off in the audience.
Yep.
So if you introduce something in the plot that's like a big, like, hey, this is kind of important, you better pay off in the next act or later on.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing that in this show the entire time.
Yeah.
We've got William taking on the Confederados who have sort of become like resurrected, like Jesus warrior freaks.
Yeah.
They think they're like devils, the death's best friend, or they work for death. We get a moment where William is with Lawrence again, only William is sort of having this hero's journey where he's sort of becoming a good guy. And we finally see him go from evil man in black to being the good guy.
Yeah, but he still isn't. He won't accept that he's doing good things because they're
good.
Yeah,
but too late. He's already done good deeds.
Yeah, he's doing the good
deeds. And he doesn't want to. You see him fighting it. You saw it in his eyes. He was sitting there like, I don't want to do this. And he's like, fuck, I feel bad. He's like, I just feel so bad. I can't. Yeah. Oh, man, now I get it. Because you pointed that out to me in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
The Confederado was dancing with Lawrence's wife.
Yes.
And Lawrence was tied up and being beaten.
Mm-hmm.
And that was mimicking a scene where...
where the man... in season one, the man in black was sitting down at a table at a bar with Lawrence. And his wife and daughter were there. And the man in black dances with Lawrence's wife.
Pissing Lawrence off and making him miserable.
Before
torturing him.
Killing her.
And then killing her, making Lawrence even more miserable, and then dragging Lawrence along even more.
Yeah.
So now the man in black is held... hostage.
Uh-huh.
Lawrence is held hostage.
Yes.
And his wife and daughter are held hostage.
Again.
Again. And this time the Confederado leader pulls out his wife and starts dancing with her. Mm-hmm. And William is sitting there seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally realizes, oh shit, this is fucking
wrong.
This
is what Lawrence saw.
This is exactly. And you see it and he's like, I don't want to feel. And he finally felt something because he saw the daughter cry.
Yeah, no, but during that he also has this weird flashback of somebody who had committed suicide in a tub.
Well, it's either you think it's him trying to commit suicide.
I think he tried to kill himself because his wife.
It's implied it's his wife. So
unless he lied about how his wife killed herself, he said that she swallowed pills. So that's why I think it's him.
Okay. William saved the fucking day. He didn't kill people and was the dick. He saved the day.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through a season and four episodes of a character behaving one way,
mm-hmm,
and doing one thing the entire time. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time he stood up and did the right thing, not to be selfish, but because he felt it was the right thing to do. Do you realize that's a huge character arc?
No,
that's like Loki in the, like, joining Thor and fighting the bad guy. Kidding me? The man in black is actually not a dick? Like, what the fuck? Like, it could be a red herring, but still.
And part of the reason that I brought that up was because I think that that memory might be important as to why he's turning a new leaf, we think.
We may find out if it's him or his wife, but the fact that he did that, I'm mm-hmm blown away. I thought he was just going to sit there and just be like, all right, I had enough of this shit, and then just boom, 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 kills everyone. Like, the wife gets killed, the mm-hmm daughter gets killed, and then he's like, okay, now that they're all dead, I'll kill them. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to just do the selfish man in black thing.
Yeah.
But he actually was the hero. And he hasn't been the hero for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And he actually smiled at one point.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen him smile. Like, except when he's doing evil shit. Like, when he's about
to
kill someone.
Yeah, and that's not a smile.
He's about to
sneer.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to torch you.
Yeah.
But this time he smiled like, oh, shucks. Like, and you're like, oh, my God, there's William. There he is. Like,
yeah.
That's like, White Hat William from when mm-hmm he came in and fell in love with Dolores. And you're like, oh, shit. He like, we might be right about his redemption story. This might be about him getting his soul back after all.
Mm-hmm.
And this is that first step towards him getting his soul back. But then what happens? Hannibal Lecter girl.
Yeah, kind of. Sure.
Well, come on. She starts talking to him as Ford. Like, not with no English accent, which I was bummed about. I'm like, if everyone's pretending to be Ford, they should do a fake English accent.
Maybe.
I just think it'd be funny. Be like, hello.
Oh,
then,
boy.
Hi there, sir. Hello, sir. Like, just to switch back and forth would be really, I think that would be cool. But regardless, that's just a minor thing. But what does she say?
She says something about him,
like,
doing a good thing, and he's like,
she says, like, something to the effect of, one good deed isn't gonna erase your lifetime of shit.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Not shit, but might as well. And he's like, I'm not trying to be a good guy, I'm just being a whatever.
He said, what good deed? I'm playing your game.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be good, I'm just whatever. Mm-hmm. Shut up. And it's like, you know, he's turning. He's turning
back.
Instead of going to the dark side, he's turning towards the light side.
Yeah.
And he hates it, but you know he's going to be a good guy at some point. Like, you know he's going to I think he's going to sacrifice mm-hmm himself to save the day. And that's going to be his redemption.
Yes. And then we've kind of ended the storyline for Arnold
and Delos.
Whatever her name is. And Delos.
Oh, I forgot Delos's whole quote.
Yeah.
So Delos has this whole monologue where he says, as he's like lying down and, you know, he's sort of like freaking out still, We don't know how long he's been down there doing that.
No,
but
we
he's
don't.
Killed some mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. He's been busy. And he says, they said there were two fathers, one above and one below. But they lied. There's only the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look up from the depths of hell below, you see his reflection in the sky, staring back at you, laughing. And I was like, God damn, man, that's some really vitriol, that's some fucked up shit. Are you kidding? That's some dark shit. He's like, and when you think about it, you're like, yeah, right. It's like, that's the human brain kind of trying to make sense, because his human brain thinks he's in hell because he's in that robot, and his consciousness is interpreting it internally as hell. I'm thinking that's what he's in hell, and he's saying, and he's like, and his brain is lost in this weird, like, robo world of inside of his mind, and he's sort of, I know it's out there, but I think he's trying to describe hell to people. Like, he's like, mm-hmm. I'm in hell. They said there was, like, a God and a devil, but there isn't. There's just the devil, and I'm in hell, and I'm looking up, and I'm seeing that we're all the devil. We're all evil.
I was going to say.
And I'm just as evil, and hell is for all of us. We're all going to hell.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he was trying to say, which is fucked up.
I was going
to
say, because I think it is kind of about realizing that there is evil in everyone, and I'm not sure, we are gonna have to double check, but I think quote said something about a mirror and your own reflection and seeing the God and seeing the devil staring back at you laughing.
In your own reflection, that's something to that degree.
We can
butchered
check
it
that, but
man, it was great though.
Episode four, it was
damn
good.
We gotta we will rate 3 and 4, but let's recap, finish
so
up 4
after we wrap up Delos and Arnold, and then also the girl is captured by the ghost
nation, the Native Americans.
Yes, and then she gets away.
But the Native Americans are talking in perfect English. They don't have, you know what I mean? Like, remember when that guy held one of them? Like, I think and he whispered in perfectly clear English with no accent at all. Like just a very generic thing. Like, you don't understand what's going on here. He said something really creepy like that. Like,
yeah,
you don't understand
the
real game that's going on here. And I just remember thinking like that. I did not expect him to say that. And that really fucked with my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm going to, like, Ghost Nation is, they're creeping me out. More so than the hosts. The hosts are scary. But Ghost Nation, I don't know what's going on with them. And they can't be controlled.
Yeah.
Like, not even Maeve can control them. Mm-hmm. Not even people with tablets. They're just doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ford made them all, and, like, they're all sort of on their own circuit or whatever, and they're just running around.
I think that's possible.
I think he just was like, fuck it.
Like, they're, like, on their own operating system.
My own host tribe to do whatever they want. Like, they are not connected.
Yeah.
Because he did that. He made a
bunch of... So that was really interesting. That tribe has always been kind of... Those characters have always been really elusive, and we don't know much about them other than they're supposed to be really dangerous.
Yeah, they...
A dangerous part of the park.
Like, they're wild cards, and that's what's scary, is because they're not... They can't be stopped, and they have their own agenda, and they're not connected to anything else.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, I think they're part of Ford's agenda, and I think Ford's consciousness is manipulating them.
I could see that, yeah. So, but the lady from the hunting park escapes. She runs away.
Yep.
And then we see the man in black and what's his face? What's his name?
Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
Riding on horses.
Yeah, they're
I don't know why that was so hard to remember.
They're heading somewhere. They're always heading off somewhere, but they're heading to somewhere.
They're going to glory. We still don't know what
they're
that is.
They're looking for
glory. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, which is
so
a cool...
So they're riding up, and then we see a chick come up the other side of the hill
and William
to
just,
meet them.
William just has this look in his eyes like, not oh shit, but like, that's funny.
Or what are you doing here?
Like, in his eye, like, in the back of his head, he's thinking, oh, that's perfect. Like, this is perfect, of course. This is a part of Ford's agenda. And you're like, why? And she goes... Oh, hi, Dad. And everyone, and Lawrence looks at him like, Dad. And he's just, and William's, and then William's just like, you can tell he's like, Ford, you motherfucker. You can tell he's thinking that. He's like, I'm screwed. Like, he's totally got me now. It's my daughter.
Yeah.
It's the man in black's daughter. Guess what? The guy who was the biggest asshole and almost the biggest villain in season one, who was causing the most hell for everyone.
He has the most to lose now.
His daughter, the only thing left in his life of love and joy, is now in the park where everything has gone to shit, and now he has everything to lose. He's not worried about dying. He kind of wants to die. He has a death wish, so he actually likes fighting for his life. But now his daughter's life is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who is a host in the park whose daughter William killed? Maeve.
Yeah.
And guess who's able to control hosts and run a revolution?
Maeve.
Maeve either will try and get revenge, or Dolores will try and get revenge on William's daughter.
Yeah, he. Mike.
That's what we're predicting. We're predicting that
Maeve would try to get revenge. I thought that Dolores would try to get revenge.
Yeah, but I think Dolores is turning into the radical, crazy leader.
Yeah.
And Maeve is going to be more like the Martin Luther King and be like, "Hey, look, we got to be peaceful about this, man." And Dolores is going to, like, she started off lovey-dovey, and she's going to go, I think she's going to go Sith. I think William, Men in Black, is going to go Jedi, and Dolores is going to go Sith. And they're going to have, like, Men in Black is going to have to sacrifice his life to save the world or something. And Dolores is going to have to, like, die. Men in Black's going to have to die. Like, you know, shit like that. Maeve is going to have to, like, stay and help keep the park going. Bernard is going to end up having to help out, be like a liaison.
We're going to
have Delos is going to, like, I think Delos is going to come back. He's going to come back. You know they're going to bring Delos back, Mr. Roboto.
Maybe. They might.
Because they're going to, the reason why they're introducing, and this is the plot of Future World, which is the 1970s or 80s sequel to Westworld.
Yeah.
Future World, they were, what was it? They were replacing the humans with hosts. So they were taking
they were making host clones.
From the humans.
Well, that wasn't confirmed. We just knew they were making host copies of humans.
Yeah, in Future World.
In Future
But they
World.
Were replacing them, so they were leaving Future World. They were leaving Westworld, going into the real world as them, and they were controlling them outside of the park.
Yes, which it was so funny, because when we were watching the fourth episode, I was, because
you
we
mentioned
had just
that,
spontaneously decided to watch this.
I was like, "Hey, did you know there
trailer?
Was a sequel to the Westworld movie?
Yeah, like
called Future World.
Yeah, like a couple days ago, and then we were watching this, and I was like, "Is this the fucking sequel to Future World?
To Westworld?
Or is this the plot to the
this
sequel
the,
to Westworld?
Yeah, this is the.
Are
you,
they
and,
making
and
humans?
And you said that you're like, "Oh, that's funny. This is like it's kind of like what they're doing with Future World, the sequel. I'm like, "Oh shit.
Yeah.
The writers were like, what did they do in the Westworld sequel? Well, it was called Future World. Yeah, but what did they do? They made, like, clones of people with hosts. That's fucking great. Let's do it. And we'll put human brains in a host body. And we find out that Bernard got into that cave lab, the hidden one, with the drone bots, and they're doing the secret human experiment to get him in hosts. And he stole a red human host brain.
Yes, but we don't know who it is yet.
And speculation has us automatically think it's Ford. I thought it was automatically Ford.
He thinks it's Ford. I think Ford...
I'm excited.
Got Arnold's consciousness and is bringing Arnold
back. That was my
back.
Second thought, too, was that it's either Ford trying to, like, you know... But then I think that might be the misdirect. We might think it's Ford, but it'll be Arnold.
Well, I don't think it's Ford, only because when Ford set everything up, just to me, he just seemed very over it. Like, he seemed ready to go.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
But with no intention of coming back.
Yeah, but I think, like, the showrunners will want the audience to think it's Ford's consciousness, but in reality, it's the old bait and switch, and then we got Arnold. And Arnold will come out, and he'll be like he'll be like the God figure. He'll, like, show up and, like, no more, and he'll wave his hand and everything will stop, you know. It'll be really cool. I hope. I would love to see something like that. But we still don't know what the new game is for William, other than we think it's him finding his soul. Ford is up to something. We don't know what it is, but he's still in there fucking around, and we don't know how or why, but we love it. And then, of course, Maeve is going to be in Samurai Shogun World, apparently.
Oh, yeah, in next week on Westworld, they finally showed a Shogun World, and it wasn't just like a clip, like a quick snippet,
like
we've seen.
I hope the whole episode takes place in Samurai Shogun World. I hope the whole episode is there, and I hope we get more episodes like that in the future. Westworld has already been renewed for season 3.
Yay!
By the way, we're not even half. I think we're almost halfway through.
Yeah.
Season 2?
Give or take.
And
unless they extend the amount of episodes, but maybe not.
No. They'll believe me. Unless they do a special. That would be cool. Do a special in between.
Yeah.
Christmas special. Westworld Christmas. Oh, God.
No.
No. So, I guess...
Santa Claus killing everybody.
So, I guess that's our roundabout way of saying that we had an idea of what we thought this was, where Westworld was going this season. I now have no fucking clue.
Nope.
After they've introduced, oh yeah, by the way, we're trying to get human brains in the hosts. You know how you had that fan theory a while ago? We're kind of doing that. Okay. So now I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Nope.
I thought it was just going to be the hosts, but now there's humans that are going to be. So now we're going to have a weird transcendence thing where there will be hosts that were created by humans, but then we'll have hosts that are humans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to find a way to get along with each other. What if they find a way to get a host brain into a human body? What if we could get Dolores's consciousness or Maeve's consciousness? Like a human passes away and their brain is just, it stops at like functioning.
Mm-hmm.
What if you could download a host into it so that the host could live a human life?
That could be interesting.
Then technically it would have a soul because it was transferred into a human body.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm trying to outthink Westworld because Westworld has fucked my brain up now.
Yeah.
I'm still holding on to the ultimate theory that I have, which is it's all a simulated reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like a Matrix thing, and everyone pops off the helmets, and that the whole show has just been one giant simulation, one giant video game. Because I don't fucking know what's happening anymore. So I'm just going to hold on to that. Okay, it's just all video game
mm-hmm.
that Anthony Hopkins is playing.
Yeah.
And it's actually Anthony Hopkins at his home in like Beverly Hills.
Oh, so it's going to be like that episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, and he's going to be like, but except it's going to be like a happy ending where he's like, oh, that was a lovely game. And then he goes off and he like watches TV.
Oh,
he watches Game of Thrones. There you go. That's going to do it. Now it's time for rampant crazy speculation, and then we're going to rate these sons of bitches. Crazy speculation time. What do we think's going to happen with the overall arc of season 2?
I have no idea. I can't even speculate at this point.
No, we can't. Sorry, guys. We no fucking idea. We'd like to help you out, but we don't know. I don't know. I don't even want to begin.
We genuinely do not know.
Now that we've introduced this whole other concept, which is new to the show now, the idea, like, it's familiar ideas, but they mixed it around.
Mm-hmm.
It's putting a human brain in a host. It's like, fuck,
mm-hmm.
fuck, what do we do now? I don't know. Now, to me, that might be an overall goal for this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
is Arnold may have wanted that.
Maybe.
I don't know. But it's all a Matrix. It's not real. No, it's a dream. It's a dream within the Matrix.
Oh, boy.
It's someone sleeping in the Matrix. This show is fucking my brain up. Let's rate episode 3 and 4. So episode 3 out of 5 Burn Arnolds, what do you give it?
I'm going to give it a 4.
Oh, sorry. They're out of 10, aren't they?
We rate both of them as a whole, don't we? Together?
Oh, yeah.
We rate
I think we've been rating the two. We've been doing them out of pairs, and we've been doing out of 7.
Because
it's not the full season yet.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I guess episodes 3 and 4 was that it was like a setup and a punch. You know what I mean? Like it really was. Like
yeah.
you mm-hmm. We have more questions, but I was really satisfied with how episode 4 went. So out of 7 things, what do you want to give it? Out of 7 Burn Arnolds for 3 and 4, what do you want to give it?
Going to give it a 6.
6.
And honestly, the only reason I'm not giving it a 7 is because. And this is totally a personal thing. It honestly has nothing to do with the show, for the most part. One of the issues with watching it every week instead of binging it on HBO like I did with the first season is because there's such a slow burn with each episode, when I have to wait, I completely forget what happened in the first episode.
Right. Well, they do recap things, but they recap things from like season 1 and season 2. So
mm-hmm.
it's like you don't actually see what happened in the previous episode. You just get like a recap for everything so far,
yeah.
kind of.
Yeah.
But they also introduce the new elements. So like the recaps are great, but I like the look aheads, like what's coming.
Yeah.
I like the what's comings more than the what happens.
Oh, me too, because that's exciting. But for me,
the
previously on is necessary.
It can be. It can be. But sometimes their version of the previously on, there's so much that they have to recap that I get lost in it. But I
mm-hmm.
appreciate that they're trying. This is what you need to know for this episode is this shit. That's all. And I'm like, okay, good. Thank you. But also, there's some other stuff. Westworld. So for me, 3 and 4 were like kind of like really... Really what like I've kind of been wanting from this next season of Westworld is like to I thought I was going to get more crazy answers, but I've gotten more crazy questions and only a few answers. And I guess for a show to be, and not I guess, I mean, for a show to be successful, it's got to do that.
Yeah.
It has
to. You have to continue to ask questions.
It's like Doctor Who. It's like you never really know if his name is Doctor Who or if it's Basil or Basil or whatever. You don't, you know what I mean? You don't know how old he really is. You don't, mm-hmm. like any of that stuff. But you do know that you have more questions, and then the answers you do get, you're satisfied with. But you want that mystery, though. Like, that's what's appealing about it. And mm-hmm. as long as I keep getting more fun, and as long as they don't jump the shark. I don't know how they could
mm-hmm.
currently.
Yeah.
Because you'd think they would have jumped the shark by now. But no, I can't wait. Honestly, I can't wait. So for me, out of 7, yeah, I got to give it like a 6.5.
Cool beans.
Like not a full 7, because 3 was a bit more slower for me,
mm-hmm.
but 4 was right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, 4 was right on the money. I'm like, yeah, but yeah. 3 was good. It was just, it felt like more of a build up for 4.
Oh yeah, no, the show is beautifully written, and
yes.
it's easier to take it in if there's a slow burn that leads to a reveal,
yeah.
of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether it's a big reveal that's like, what's going to happen now, or a reveal to a previous question.
And so,
but sometimes they just have like a slow burn. I hate to call them filler episodes, because nothing in Westworld is a filler.
No,
but
no, but it does feel somewhat like a filler during the episode.
Yeah,
but
I should say a connection episode.
Yeah, but there's still like really strong elements in 3 that mm-hmm. were great. It just yeah. felt like it was more of a connective tissue thing.
Yes.
But 4 was, yeah. man, solid.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, 6 from you,
mm-hmm.
6.5 from me. Bern Arnold's amazing. We're so happy. Can't wait for the next few episodes. Looking forward to Samurai Shogun World. Looking forward to whatever the hell else is going on.
Yep.
I want to find out what that red brain ball is.
Yep.
What is
know.
The red brain ball? Is it Ford? Is it Arnold? Is it somebody else? Is it Delos? Mm-hmm. Is it Delos? It might just be Delos.
It might be Delos.
It might just be Delos. Anyway, we'll let you know after the next few episodes of mm-hmm. Westworld comes up in season 2. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Westworld. All description has all of our links below. Everything else, podcast where you can get the podcast is down there. All
yep.
these stuffs. Thanks for tuning in. And what is it? Do you ever question the nature of your reality? Maybe you should. I don't know. Think about. I'm trying to end it on a Westworld line. That doesn't look like anything at all to me.
These violent delights have violent ends.
Oh, God. You picked a fucked up one to end on. Oh, my God.
That's like my favorite line.
I'm trying to think of another one. I can't now. That's going to do it. That's not from Westworld, but
nope.
That's going to do it. Thanks.
Bye. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.